The manager of the Sunyai Biometric Passport Application Center, Pipra Amprechum, says activities of unscrupulous people, popularly known as connection men, still remain a major challenge in the acquisition of passports in the country. He said connection men have been duping unsuspecting applicants of huge sums of money with the promise of securing them biometric passports. Mr. Amprechum disclosed this in an interview with the GBC in Sunyai. Correspondent Edward J. Frimpong has the rest of the story.
The Sunyai Biometric Passport Application Center manager, Mr. Amprechum, attributed the situation to lack of public education with regards to the operations of the center. This, he noted, is coupled with the fact that some people are yet to recognize their presence in Sunyai as one of the 6 pilot biometric passport application centers in the country. He urged the public to be wary of what he called passport connection men and entreated them not to hesitate to contact any official of the biometric passport application centers for legitimate assistance and inquiries. Touching on the authenticity of the biometric passports, Mr. Amprechum was optimistic that due process involved in its acquisition weeds out non-Ghanaians who try to beat the system to obtain Ghanaian passports, but he was quick to add that it may not be able to eliminate the phenomenon completely. This, he pointed out, is because some Ghanaian nationals are accomplices of foreigners who forge documents like birth certificates to acquire passports. The Sunyai Biometric Passport Application Center manager therefore urged all to desist from the practice or face the full rigors of the law. Mr. Amprechum also announced that the Sunyai Center has so far processed about 1,200 biometric passports out of the over 1,500 applications since they started operations in January this year.
That was Edward J. Frimpong's report.